Catholic leaders in London took part in a day of celebration and campaigning on Monday for the rights of migrant workers, many of whom have been living and working illegally in the United Kingdom for years. Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor of Westminster and the heads of the other two London dioceses of Southwark and Brentford celebrated Mass to mark the feast of St. Joseph the Worker in Westminster Cathedral, together with representatives of the many different ethnic communities and local civic organisations.
So I want all of you to know who come here today and those who will be with us in Trafalgar Square, how much that we welcome you. How much we feel we are part with you in part of this country. Yes, Londoners, yes, for most of us here in this church, yes, Christians together, but also worthy of dignity, worthy of a place, a home in our country. So for all this, we give thanks and we give witness today.
The Mass was followed by a huge rally in the central Trafalgar Square, calling on the government to begin a naturalisation programme that would guarantee these undocumented workers the rights and protection they need. Bishop Thomas McMahon heads the Diocese of Brentwood in the East End of London.
One of the great aims of the rally at Trafalgar Square is to ask the government to just consider an amnesty of legalising such people, because until, in fact, they are legalised, they can't get the right documentation and say they can't apply for jobs. So those are two very important things. And then the second great aim of the rally in Trafalgar Square is also concerning the living wage, to see that these people are not taken advantage of, but are treated in the correct way as any human being should be.
The church is taking an increasingly strong role, isn't it, in trying to promote the rights of these people?
Yes, it is, because I think we're far more conscious today that people that are vulnerable in that way can be taken advantage of, and say we want to be in the forefront of protecting them, because especially a lot of those coming from Eastern Europe are Catholics, and the one thing that's familiar to them as they come over to a strange country is the Catholic Church, and they find the Catholic Church and look to us for a voice in some of these things.
What would you say that the churches in particular bring to this campaign to try and provide a better deal for the many migrants who are now helping to bolster the British economy?
I think what the church helps to do is to give it a higher profile. These people need a voice, and they find it very much both through the church, but also there's another organisation that you may have heard of from our Mass that we held on at the same time last year, Telco, which is East of London Community Organising, and that is interdenominational, and they'll be very much part of the setting up of the Mass and the Trafalgar Square rally. So we're joining, as it were, with local groups and other faiths to raise the profile, and they look to us to have a voice in that kind of way.
London remains one of the most cosmopolitan cities in the world, home to literally hundreds of different migrant communities who have come to seek shelter from oppression or to try and guarantee decent living conditions for their families. Too often, though, they experience exploitation in the workplace, isolation in the community, and a constant fear of deportation. As parish priest and now vicar general of the Brentwood Diocese, Monsignor John Armitage has been ministering to such people for over 15 years.
This part of London is really one of the poorest parts of the country. There's been great development in the area, but that's not been a corresponding development in people's wages, particularly those with the poorest wages. So as a parish priest, one has become very aware of the problems that people are facing in just trying to bring up their family. In addition to that, of course, we've had large waves of immigrants, which is nothing unusual in East London, because in East London it is essentially a point of arrival from people all over the world and has been for, you know, well over 150 years. So one became aware of this, of these increasing problems, through just the pastoral response of the church to people in our parishes. About 10 years ago, as a community, we joined an organisation of broad-based community organising called Telco, the East London Communities Organisation. At the time, I was the parish priest in Canning Town, which is right next to Canary Wharf, the great big new regeneration of East London, where the City of London, the business heart, has moved east. And we've been involved in various campaigns for the common good, and the Telco is a coalition of churches, Catholic churches, Anglican churches, mosques, tenants' associations and trade unions that work for the common good on particular issues that affect the community.
Now, you say that in recent years you've seen this huge influx of immigrants. Where were they mostly be coming from?
Well, if I give you an example, my last parish was St Anthony's Forest Gate. On Racial Justice Sunday, we put a map up in the church and we asked people to put a pin in the country they came from. At the end of the Sunday, we had 96 pins. So it's London is probably the most cosmopolitan city in the world now, and the ethnic mix is quite unique, I suspect. If you talk about this part of London, traditionally, the migrants have come from Ireland. My own family came to London in the time of the Great Potato Famine in the 19th century. Today, it would be people from Africa, from South America, from the Philippines, from Eastern Europe, from Asia, really from all over the world. And different parts of London really are home to different parts, ethnic groups. This part of East London has particularly strong Asian Catholic groups from Goa and from Kerala, but also from many of the African countries as well.
Now, this must present enormous pastoral challenges to you and those working with you.
Yes, yes, it does. I mean, the three London dioceses are working together, and we have a group of the three dioceses where the first thing we do is to support the ethnic chaplains. Now, we have a very large range of ethnic chaplains in London, full-time and part-time, who are working particularly with their ethnic groups, so with French-speaking and Portuguese and the Lithuanians, the Poles, etc. And we've been greatly inspired recently by, you know, the document that's come out from Rome, that came out in 2004, Erga Migrantes Caritas Christi, the love of Christ towards migrants. And this document has given us a sort of a framework in terms of how to deal with this global phenomenon of mass migration. We have chaplains on the ground, but of course, in the end, what chaplaincies are trying to do is to welcome the migrants into a different country and to give them the support. But ultimately, migrants don't remain as migrants. If they go home, well, that's the end of the issue. But if they stay, there's a question of how we integrate them into the parishes. And of course, that's the real challenge for our parishes and our schools, is to help people who arrive as migrants to be turned from strangers into parishioners, or as the campaign talks about, because it's much wider than that, to turn strangers into citizens.
And how difficult have you found that, or perhaps how much success have you had, given that it seems that a large section of British society is really quite, if not hostile, then perhaps unwelcoming towards people who have come recently to this country?
Well, this island has had, for generations, people coming from different parts of the world. There's a church in East London. Well, it's not a church at the moment. It started off as a church, as a Christian church. And then when the Christians moved out of that part of London, then the Jews moved in and it became a synagogue. The Jews have now gone and it's now a mosque. So the fact of the matter is, this is part of our history, is that people have come. Now, obviously, the scale of the migration we have at the moment is unprecedented. But it's not just a scale that's here in London. It's a global phenomenon. So it's something that is we have to face as a society, not just in this country, but in every country across the world. But we have to recognise that before people are migrants or asylum seekers or whatever, they are people. And that's where we have to begin. We have to begin with this. And I think there are, of course, there are people in the UK who are not happy. And in some ways, the reason for their unhappiness is because it may be a fact that there are too many people in one area. You know, a country has a right to control its borders. Last year, Cardinal Cormac said that what we're not saying that we should have open borders because we have limited resources. This is a small island. And it's important that we are able to control our borders in an appropriate manner.
So what exactly is this campaign, Strangers into Citizens, calling for?
Well, what it's calling for is there's essentially there's two elements to our campaign. And it started off by the realisation that there were many of our people from our parishes in this, you know, what is essentially a very poor area of London, who were first of all working on very, very low wages. And we realised that, you know, you can't bring up a family on these low wages. It's impossible to bring up a family with dignity on such wages. So we started a campaign called the Living Wage Campaign. And the Living Wage Campaign has its roots, really, in something that happened in London in the 1880s. In 1889, the whole of the London docks went on strike for an extra penny to help them, you know, to bring up their families, because they just couldn't live on the money they were given. Cardinal Manning, who was the Archbishop of Westminster at the time, was a great supporter, and in the end, he was the mediator who brought peace. And it's known in this part of London as the Cardinal's Peace. And he's remembered with great affection for the work that he did. The fact that it's happening now in the same docks, in the same Catholic parishes of over 100 years ago, the same issues now are arising. But they're not working in the docks. They're now working as cleaners in Canary Wharf or for HSBC or for Barclays Bank. So history is repeating itself. And the church, again, is standing up for the rights of people on a low wage. That campaign has been a very successful campaign, and I think it's fair to say now that most of the low-paid cleaners in these great big office blocks now are now paid a living wage, and the Mayor of London has set up a living wage group to make sure that this happens. So it's been a great success in improving the conditions of workers. But then we've realised, of course, that many people, they may be working in there, but they're actually in another sort of black area of the society, because they have no papers. They are undocumented. Many of these people are working on a casual labour system, and the reason is because they are irregular in the country. They are either people who haven't returned after their visas run out, anything up to 500,000 people who are undocumented. Now, the problem there, of course, is that they are open to a great abuse, and many of them are working in appalling conditions. Many of them are living in almost slavery-type conditions to different workers. They're afraid of complaining when they're treated badly. They're abused in many ways by their workers. They're afraid to go and get medical help because they would have to show papers. And so there's a whole sort of group of people who have fallen between the net. And this campaign, Strangers into Citizens, is asking for the regularisation of these people so that they can actually become mainstream members of British society.
And my thanks there to Monsignor John Armitage and to Bishop Thomas McMahon of the Brentford Diocese in London.